out over the plains he rode, and then up a mountain path. On and on he went, until the sun sank from sight, and darkness came on. Then he lay down to rest, and his beautiful horse stood near him. With the first light of dawn, the young man rose and went on his way. Suddenly, he came out from the mountains into a great high plain. Then he knew that he would soon meet the monster he had come to fight. Joyously, he leaped down from his horse and went forward on foot, looking about for some sign of the dragon. Soon he found a track, which he followed until he came to the edge of a cliff. Far below, he saw a beautiful lake. Then Sigurd knew that this must be the path used by the dragon when he went to drink. As he was thinking how large the dragon must be to leave such a trail, he heard a roar, and the earth seemed to shake under him. The dragon was coming. The mouth of the monster was open wide, and flames and smoke shot out, so that the sky was darkened. But Sigurd stood still, holding his father's sword until the dragon was close upon him. Then he struck as he had struck upon the anvil, and the dragon fell dead.